Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The day after Iraq's prime minister declared an end to the Islamic State's caliphate, U.S. Army Colonel Pat Work, a small team of about a dozen soldiers drove through western Mosul in two unmarked armored vehicles to warn Iraqi forces of the pressing threat of friendly fire. American troops are taking an increasingly prominent role in that fight. Colonel Work is a U.S. military advisor in Mosul.
I tell people that we're advisors first all the time. What we really try to do is help them think through the problem, help them see the enemy, help them see themselves, help them make good decisions with the resources that they have so that they can dominate ISIS at the point of decision. On the other hand, we also provide them assistance. And the assistance is often intelligence sharing, intelligence analytics, lethal fires that you see playing out behind us here so that they can dominate in close combat and continue to advance.
The gains in the old city bringing Iraqi troops closer to victory against IS in Mosul have also meant the three branches of the country's security forces are now fighting in closer quarters more than ever before. Chinese President Xi Jinping gave Hong Kong, the people there, a stern warning as he oversaw the swearing-in ceremony of the city's new leader, Carrie Lam, telling its residents that Beijing will not tolerate attempts to challenge its authority. Warning came even as Xi tried to adopt a softer tone in a speech to mark 20 years since the former British colonies returned to China. Man's been charged with the abduction of a Chinese student who was attending a U.S. college. 26-year-old Yingying Zhang was abducted on June the 9th, and court documents reveal the alleged abductor visited a forum on a fetish website entitled Abduction 101. This is VOA News. World leaders from the past and the present gathered in the French city of Strasbourg to honor the late former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, who is credited with forging the reunification of East and West Germany in 1990. Kohl, who died on June the 16th at the age of 87, is the first national leader to be honored with a ceremony at the European Parliament's seat in Strasbourg. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies warning that the humanitarian situation in South Sudan remains catastrophic, even though the country is no longer classified as being in a state of famine. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Red Cross headquarters in Geneva.
The South Sudanese government and the United Nations declared on June 21st that the famine that had struck parts of Unity State is over. The International Red Cross Federation warns, however, against complacency. The head of the agency's office in South Sudan, Michael Charles, says the situation remains precarious, although famine conditions are no longer present.
We have over 1.7 million people that are at the brink of famine. And really, you know, the lifting of the famine vis-a-vis the emergency phase of food insecurity is very blurry in the eyes of the people that are affected.
Charles says efforts by aid agencies have managed to lift South Sudan out of famine, but he warns that another man-made disaster brought on by conflict could occur if peace efforts make no progress. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump is forming a National Space Council to be led by Vice President Mike Pence. This will revive a council last in place in 1993. Mr. Trump says the announcement sends a clear signal to the world about the United States' leadership in space.
The future of American space leadership, we're going to lead again. It's been a long time. It's over 25 years. And we're opening up, and we are going to be leading again like we've never led before. We're a nation of pioneers, and the next great American frontier is space. And we never completed. We started, but we never completed. We stopped, but now we start again.
President said space exploration will help the economy and national security. Former U.S. President Barack Obama has returned to Jakarta, the Indonesian city that he called home, part of his childhood. He was there to deliver the keynote speech at the 4th Congress of Indonesian Diaspora. The president drew parallels between the two diverse multi-ethnic nations of the United States and Indonesia and called on young people to fight for democracy. Get more news at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.